a majority of the testing we've been doing in Mercer County has been the rapid antigen, which we can't identify what variant that is because that is just a quick 15-minute test. It doesn't go to a lab. But we understand that as someone who tested positive had tested at one of the big box stores, and they had sent it to their lab, and we did get confirmation that we do have the Delta variant, which, you know, like I said, we pretty much knew that was the case. We just couldn't confirm it until we had a lab do so, and so that we got notified this week of that. And the interesting thing with this is, you know, in May, it was about one, Delta variant was about 1% of the positives that were being seen throughout the country. Now it's about 80%. So we just, based on that statistical information, pretty much assumed that we had it in the county. We just, like I said, couldn't confirm it, but now we can. You know, basically, it's just more of a confirmation for us that we know that this variant is moving through here. We are seeing, we have been in warning level. Average right now is 8.9% as of the 7th of August. That's for Mercer County of our test positivity over the 7 days. And so, you know, we just know we've seen more positives coming through. We've seen that uptick. And for us, it just goes back to what do we know to do, you know, and those are the things that they have, that the CDC and IDPH have been getting the information out of, making sure that folks that aren't vaccinated know that there's plenty of vaccine available. They're welcome to call the health department, Genesis Medical Center, and also Genesis First Med does clinics on Tuesdays and Fridays. So there's plenty of vaccine available for folks that have yet to be vaccinated and that, you know, are deciding whether they're going to or not. That is available. One of the newest recommendations because of this variant was masking in indoor places for both vaccinated and non-vaccinated individuals. And I know there's been some consternation, you know, well, you told us to get vaccinated and now we have to mask again. And I know this has been very frustrating for everyone, but at the same point, we're learning about this Delta variant as we go. And one of the things that they have found is that the viral load on it is so much heavier. So vaccinated folks can be carriers and can pass that on to non-vaccinated folks. One of the other things that we do know that is most of our hospitalizations have been, I think primarily all of them, or I will say a lion's share of them with the COVID diagnosis have been unvaccinated folks.